we hear it all the time, and that is that time is undefeated. Time has eternal wins and zero losses because humanity has not been able to figure out how to stop, pause, or cease time. Time does not discriminate. Time is not racist. It is not classist. It is not sexist. Time does not have any biases towards anything or anyone. Time is not looking to make new friends or waiting for someone to validate that time is even there. But in the words of the Steve Miller Band, time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into, y'all know the song, don't play with me. And if you can go to Walmart, you can go to Target, you can go to Macy's, you can go to Nordstrom's, but no matter where you go, no matter how hard you try, you can't buy more time. And many of us wish we could go back in time so that we could erase some decisions and redo some choices. The time, like I said, is undefeated. Eternal wins, zero losses, because humanity has not been able to stop, pause, or cease time. And time is always present, even when we ignore that time is there. But the more we ignore time, the more we end up crying out for more of time. When we realize that those tears are not changing the direction of the hands of time, it can cause us to lose a sense of hope. Hope in dreams that we deferred, hope in visions that we postponed and procrastinated over, and hope in desires that we all at some point have delayed. The problem is when then we look at time, time becomes public enemy number one. Our mindset shifts and we begin to look at time as a thing that is keeping our dreams hostage and our visions kidnapped and our desires imprisoned. We then question if we will ever be able to accomplish what we once had set out to do because time seems to be working against us. I wish I had at least one witness that would tell the truth to shame the devil that if you could ask for one thing, time would be at the top of your list. And because we find ourselves not being able to get time back, we start telling ourselves that it's too late because time is no longer on our side. It's too late to rescue a desire and recapture a passion and to salvage an ambition. It's too late to open up a business. It's too late to go back to a degree. It's too late to develop a healthier friendship. It's too late to forgive somebody that's hurt you. It's too late to find someone who will love you totally and complete. Time makes us start to question and tell ourselves it's too late to run for an office. It's too late to start the nonprofit. It's too late to write the book. It's too late to create a different path and walk down a different street. I wish somebody would admit that sometimes you just feel like you don't have enough time and it feels like it's just too late. The problem with our thinking that it's too late is that it gives us built-in excuses to settle into our present situation by forfeiting what could easily be our future reality. But I just came by to tell somebody that no matter what it looks like, it's never too late. The Bible says a day with the Lord is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like a day. In other words, although humanity has found itself unable to be victorious against time, time is not victorious over God. Because how can you defeat the very thing that we know God created? And somebody may be asking, well, Red, that's all fine and dandy. I know it's in the Word, but you got to help me understand. How do you know that it's not too late? Reverend Bill, I don't need to know what you've heard and what you've read, but I need to know how in the world are you so sure that in the midst of what I'm going through, in the midst of what I had to deal with, in the midst of past decisions that I made, how do you know that it's not too late for me? I'm glad you asked the question because I come here bearing witness with my own eyes that no matter what things look like, it's never too late. I've seen it play out directly in front of me throughout my entire life. I've watched a woman who wasn't born with a silver spoon, but more like a wooden fork in her mouth, who always made the best of whatever life handed her. And she never, ever made excuses. From leaving nursing school because she was pregnant and later losing her 14-month-old son to a brain tumor, to waking up in the middle of the night to find her big brother dying from an overdose, to having to deal with a mother who was demanding and a father that was an absent alcoholic. I don't know who I'm talking to, but can I tell you about this lady that I know that taught me that no matter what you're going through, that it's never too late. It's never too late. I've watched her complete what she started. I've watched her finish what she believed that God told her she could do. And I just came down to encourage somebody this morning that if you don't know if you can make it, just fix your eyes right here and tell yourself it's never.
Come on, somebody give God and it's never too late praise. Come on, somebody give God glory. Y'all need to get your shouts in quick because we only preaching 2 points. That was one of them. I'm the second one. And we're going to be up out of here. Turn to your neighbor and say, it's never too late. It's never too late. This sermon, I had 3 points. Now it's just that one and this one. Amen, somebody. So if you're going to shout, you need to get it in. Amen, somebody. One of the things I need you to know, my brothers and my sisters, is that you are right on time. Turn to your neighbor and say, you're right on time. You're right. You're right. You're right. You're right on time. It's a very interesting thing to me. When we look at this scripture, what we find is we find Elizabeth and Zechariah in the Bible is very interesting because even as you look at the way the story is retold, you can sense the patriarchy of the moment and the patriarchy of the time. You can sense the male dominance of the time because when they talk about Elizabeth and they talk about Zechariah, it says that there was Elizabeth and there was Zechariah and that both of them were upright in God, in sight of God, observing all of God's commandments and regulations blamelessly. It said, but they had no children because Elizabeth was barren. And that's an interesting thing to me, and they were both well along in years. It's an interesting thing to me, my brothers and my sisters, but especially my sisters, because here you have the scripture, and it talks about the fact that they both were upright in the sight of God, and they both observed the Lord's commandments and regulations blamelessly, and they both had no children. It said because Elizabeth was barren. In other words, Elizabeth got the blame for the situation that it took two to tango. And I don't have to sit here and have a course in sexual education for you right now, but back then they did not have fertility clinics to be able to look at somebody's sperm count. Amen, somebody? And so there was no way for them to be able to tell. And Zechariah didn't have any other children to prove his fertility. So therefore, if they couldn't have babies, amen, somebody, it was one or the other or both. But the scriptures has Elizabeth holding the weight of the barrenness. And there's somebody in here who you feel barren in your life, and folks have talked about you like you barren, and folks have talked about how you barren in your relationship because it's your fault, and you're barren on your job because it's your fault, and you're barren in your money because it's your fault, and you're barren in your family because it's your fault that everybody's put it on you. But can I tell somebody in the house today that sometimes it's just not the right time? Sometimes it's not that you've got a dream that's been denied. You got a dream that's been delayed. You see, it's different to having something denied than something deferred. And I've come by to talk to somebody here today to tell you it's never too late. To tell you, don't you give up on what you've been praying for, what you've been believing for. You've been believing that God can make a way. And just because it hasn't happened yet doesn't mean it's not going to happen. But you've got to understand, baby, it's just deferred, but it's not denied. Well, God, why would you defer her dream? God, why would you make Elizabeth wait so long? God, why would you have them sit so long? God, why would you have Elizabeth deal with the stigma of being barren? Why would you have her deal with what it meant to be barren in that time period? And God whispered back, because it wasn't the right time. Because when it's her time to give birth, her baby's going to mean something to the world. When it's her time to give birth, her baby's going to be a timely pregnancy. When it's her time to give birth. You don't believe me? Look at the scripture. The scripture says that her baby was John the Baptist. Her baby was going to make a difference because he was going to pave the way for Jesus. In other words, she couldn't have had him 50 years earlier because it would have been too early to talk about Jesus. She couldn't have had him 1 year later because it would have been too late to talk about Jesus. But he had him at the right time. Somebody here, I've come by to let you know you're in the right place at the right time to get the right word. That is never too late. Baby, you ain't late. You right on time. Because what God wants to do in you, what God wants to do for you, what God wants to do through you, it's going to happen right now. Because now is the season. Somebody give God some glory and turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, you right on time. I know it seems like it's been a long wait, but you're right on time. I know it seems like it's never coming together, but you're right on time. I know you feel like a way won't be made, but you're right on time. How do I know you're right on time? Because she was right on time. Drop out of nursing school because she had an early pregnancy, but she said if she hadn't gone home, she'd have never met my daddy. She was right on time. Lost a baby, died early in its life, but now she got two who've been able to take her along her journey because she's right on time. Why? Because God can use your tragedy and turn it around to your triumph, because all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Have I got anybody in here that knows God's working some stuff together for your good? Every heartache, every heartbreak, God will work it together. The bankruptcy, the firing, the dropping out, God will work it for your good, because now is your time. Somebody shout, it's my time. It's my season. How do I know? Because God can take your storms and work it out for your good. I hear the songwriter say, I've seen the lightning flashing, and I've heard the thunder roll. I felt sin's breakers dashing, trying to conquer my soul. But I heard a voice from heaven saying to still fight on. He promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone. Turn to your neighbor, give him a high five for the last time. Tell him, baby, I'm not by myself. It's never too late.
It's never too late.
Because God is on my side. Because God is making a way.
Cause I don't know who I'm talking to, but it's never too late. I know you're sick. I know you ain't paid the deal yet.
Yes, sir.
Tell somebody, God's still gonna make a way.
Yes, sir.
I wish I had somebody
that
would give God glory.
Yes, sir.
And it's never too late.
Yes, sir. Never, ever. Never, ever. Never, ever, 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 ever.
Preach.
Long as you got breath in your body, it's never
too late.
Too late. Say yeah.
Come on, give God some glory in the house. I dare you to give God praise like you know it's your time. I dare you to look at your watch and tell somebody, it's not time.
Yeah.
I know it hasn't happened yet. But it's not, it's not, it's not time. Standing all over the church, give God some glory in the house. It's not time, it's not time, it's not time. I know I ain't found them yet.
Hey, glory!
But it's not time.
Hey!
I know I ain't found her yet.
Hey!
But it's not time.
Hallelujah!
I know I ain't got the house yet.
Hallelujah!
But it's not time. I know I don't like my job, but there's another job that's waiting on me. Cause it's not, it's not, it's not, it's not, it's not time. Because what God has for me is for me. And when God decides to deliver it, I'm here waiting. Look at somebody telling it's on the way. It's on the way. It's on the way. It's on the way.
Hallelujah.
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 It's on the way. Let me help somebody
Hallelujah.
Here.
Hallelujah.
Let me help somebody here.
Yeah.
This was part of the sermon. We didn't get to say it, but I feel like God needed to say it now. Some of us feel like the reason it's too late is because we feel like we messed it up. The opportunity came and we missed it. The situation was right there for us and we blew it. But can I tell you that God is a God of second chances and third chances and fourth chances and fifth chances? It's not about your mess up, it's about God's mercy and God's grace. And can I tell you this? And his grace is sufficient. In other words, his grace is more than enough to make up for your mistake. Look at somebody, tell them, it's never too late. I can go back and get my degree. I just got to start. I failed the first business, but I'm not gonna fail this business. I'm gonna try again. Matter of fact, that's the word somebody needs to hear. Try it again. Failure has whipped you long enough. But if you failed, it means you never tried. Just tell somebody, I gotta try it again. That God's gone. This is my opportunity. This is my time.
Right before we open the doors of the church, I need somebody to hear this. Reverend Doctor was blessed to go back to nursing school after she had dropped out of nursing school. Gone down south, ended up coming back and working in the post office, but ended up going back and becoming an RN. By the end of her nursing career, she was a professor at Howard University School of Nursing. Because it was never too late. I watched my mother. She started working on an undergrad degree late 60s, early 70s. Wasn't able to get it done. I watched her when I was in high school, going to school at night and working full time. And ended up getting her degree around the time I got my degree. She went and got a bachelor's degree, two master's degrees, and a PhD. And got her PhD and turned 70 in the same month. Turned 75, became an AKA in the same month. Because it's what? It's never too late. Somebody, you're going to tell me, she's a reverend doctor, she got a PhD, I can never get a PhD. I don't care if you don't have a high school diploma. Right now, you still have enough time to beat her to get a PhD before you're 70. You can go and get a GED, go to community college, get an associate's degree, then flip it and go to a four-year institution to get a BS degree, then go get you a master's degree and a PhD, and you can do that, and you can still beat that before you're 45. For you 50, for you 60. You can beat 70 if you just start right now. Why? Because it's what? It's never too late. It's also never too late to give your life to the Lord. I don't care how rough your life has been. I don't care how rough you think you are. I don't care how many mistakes you feel you've made. We say it at Community of Hope every Sunday. We're the community.